The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday edition. A happier, happy hour rolling into it, Dominic. And got to thank our fine producer, Rich, working his ass off today. We did a live listen-in with the vice president in Arizona. She obviously speaking to the recent Supreme Court ruling there that, you know, abortions back to 1864, illegal in pretty much all cases. And the legislature there could have done something about it, and they punted. The Republicans chose to punt the quick repeal of the 1864 law, so the vice president speaking in Arizona. By contrast, Dom.
Yes, contrast. A big contrast.
Rich also had us listening live to the former president, Donald Trump, and Speaker MAGA Mike Johnson, and What a hoot nanny that was. Just a spewing forth of the lies. Lots and lots of lies. The topic election integrity and apparently the immigration. We have had a few texters, and Dom, I'd like to acknowledge those listening and playing along at home. Here were a couple of the questions. L.A. Tom, thanks for your call before, Tom. He says, notice the difference when VP Kamala is talking about policy where Trump is all lies. Another texter to the WMDX from the 608 says, shouldn't those last two Supreme Court justices get in trouble for lying under oath? They knew what they were going to do and they lied about it.
Yes. And when they testified before Congress, well, Roe v. Wade. Oh,
decided law.
Yeah. Or not.
We've had a few contrasting text on this topic, Dom. This one seems accurate. Robin from Madison texts in, hey, Devils, I've been a poll worker since before 2008, and you do not need to prove your citizenship to register or vote. You do have to check the box on the registration form that you are a citizen and sign the form that the information is correct. So, voter fraud can be charged as a felony. You could go and commit voter fraud by misrepresenting yourself as a citizen of the nation, but yet you would still have to prove some sort of valid registration method to go get on the voter rolls and then commit a felony, all for the sake of a singular vote, more or less. Yeah, that's the plan. That's why the people are marching up in the caravans from Central America so they can commit felonies and vote for Joe Biden.
Because they're all, animals and criminals and terrible people bringing disease, since they're already the worst of the worst, according to Donald Trump, well, of course, they'd line up in droves to be able to continue to break the law and live their wayward lives, if you believe what the MAGA's trying to sell you. Don't.
Well, I believe this hour is for the airing of the grievances, and the callers, the texts, and the calls at 844-967-2789. A friend of ours, he's Wisco Paul. I'd expect you'd already be in a bar drinking some Spotted Cows, but a grievance on your mind, Paulie.
Happy Friday, Paulie.
Happy Friday to you, boys. Yeah, I'll be there in about 30 minutes. eating some fish with Mrs. Wisco. That's like a Wisconsin tradition, Friday night fish fry.
Absolutely.
I do have happy time. I do have a grievance, and I hate to even bring this guy's name up again, but it's Michael Gableman.
And corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah, the guy Voss hired to investigate the 2020 election, and I think he spent to the tune of like $20 million of taxpayer money. And
not that much, Paulie, but it was a couple million dollars, and over 100,000 of that went directly to investigator, former Supreme Court Justice, corrupted Michael Gableman. Sorry for interrupting.
My understanding, Paulie, spent the first couple of months in the library trying to figure out what the hell he was doing. Yeah, not a bad job if you can get it.
I stand corrected. $2 million. I'm sorry about that. But now he's supporting the people that are trying to recall Voss. And I think that's Donna Racine. Okay.
I think he's right to do so. They need competent legal representation or whatever Gableman has to offer.
Well, he like says the recall was sabotaged by outsiders from New York and Florida. And here's what gets me. Is I'm guessing it's going to be more taxpayer money flushed down the toilet by Voss and Gableman. I mean, these guys are not only corrupt, or it's just the whole thing. Hey, Devils, this is never going to end, is it? We're going to be litigating this stuff for the next 20 years. Anyway, happy Friday to you, boys.
Thank you.
Happy Friday to you, Wisco. Yeah, man. No one said self-governance is going to be easy, man.
I don't mind the hard work, but I do mind getting the bill for the private representation. Whenever Speaker Robin Voss is getting his ass sued for failing to release public records, or when Gableman's trying to subpoena and jail a mayor without any sort of authority whatsoever, and he wants him to come down to, a weight loss clinic and give sworn depositions behind closed doors.
There was a weight loss clinic next door. And now, granted, I understand he did send like a pseudonym email that ended up in the junk mail of the people he was trying to, quote unquote, subpoena. I mean, it's just elections have consequences. You know, the fool around and find out, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to have chaos and asinine jackassery in our government. Then we need to elect serious people of good character. I know. I can't believe I'm even saying that. 844-967-27.
And apparently by numerical landslides, because otherwise it's rigged. It's rigged.
No one loses. Northwoods Terry, you're up. 844-967-2789. Happy Friday, Terry. What do you got?
Trump and his little Johnson were magnificent in their lion charade. Unbelievable. That's all I can say.
It was.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It was something.
Unbelievable. One more thing.
Very little.
Guys. I was at the...
Go ahead, Terry.
I was just going to say, I was at the casino on Wednesday, and I got called out by a guy that I had talked to before, a Trump supporter. And when I got up to him to talk to him, he was next to his wife, and he said what he had said to his wife just before that. Here's that dumb SOB Biden supporter. So I got roasted Wednesday. I'm used to this ignorance, so. But it's hard.
Now, did he know you personally, Terry, or did he recognize you from calling into the show?
No, he knew me from before. We had a conversation before that, and he knew where I stood on the, you know, Biden and Trump. So no.
How'd you respond, Terry? Well, there's that stupid SOB Trump supporter.
Well, I tried to rattle off stuff that he had achieved, you know, Joe. But these people are just oblivious. You get chatter back that doesn't make any sense at all. It's unbelievable.
So Dom's like that often as well, Terry.
I knew that was coming, Terry. He's teed up for him like that, man. He's going to take a swing. Hey, appreciate you, Terry. Keep standing your ground, man. Talking sense, being real. I get it. You know, it's hard to like, when someone's going after, hey, he's a big you know, just do the name thing. And I get it, I'm a name guy. I don't mind doing that. But if you try to counter that with actual like policy and legislation that was passed, even bipartisan investment into this country, you get the eyes will glaze over, because that's not the fun part, man. We wanna it's gotta be like reality TV, man. That's what we want for our government. No, that's a very bad idea. So I don't know what the right answer is, Terry, but you know, keep being you, brother. That's always the right answer.
Well, the right answer is right over here. It's with Crudy. I actually can speak to this very topic that Terry so presciently, you know, transitions for me. I wanted to bring this to your attention, Dom, over at the Washington Post, Dana Milbank. This is why Trump supporters will believe absolutely anything. I want to get a little of this into the record, you know, before the man goes on trial on Monday. Donald Trump caused a minor kerfuffle this week when he styled himself a modern-day Nelson Mandela. Specifically, the former president saw a common thread connecting the beloved anti-apartheid icon's 27 years in prison, you know, on his own trial beginning Monday, over hush money paid to an adult film actress.
I mean, those things are totally the same.
Mandela's grandson said he's definitely delusional. Well, Milbanks writes, delusional maybe, but also modest. Mandela must not have realized that Trump, in comparing himself to one of the towering figures of the 20th century, was in fact demoting himself, Tom. A couple of weeks earlier, Trump had shared a post on his social media site, you know, likening himself to Jesus. Dom, a humble Trump this week on Truthy Social said it would be a great honor to be the modern Mandela, and he also dismissively said that I don't mind being Nelson Mandela, you know, like you know, if you could lower yourself to that status. But this honor apparently wasn't great enough. 2 days later, Trump suggested in an interview that he is even greater with the great emancipator Abraham Lincoln, though he had been advised not to say so publicly, but you know, it's hard to contain oneself.
Well, you know, they have the Lincoln, Reagan, Trump dinners now, so I could see how he would be confused.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Don't get confused. Don't accept a poor substitute for the greatest radio show ever. Come on back, air your grievances. I'm not even drinking here. 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates.
Percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all, airing the grievances. Let us know what yours could possibly be. 844-967-2789.
Tom from Milwaukee again wants to clarify, because we got this back and forth on the text line, but this all seems like good and valid information. The poll worker that texted in, responding to Tom's experience, forgot to mention that you need to show when you register there your ID, correct? What do you need to prove to the DMV to get an ID or driver's license? Correct, your citizenship or immigration status. So the DMV knows, and clerks verify against the DMV database. By the way, I registered back then at City Hall. They wanted to see the proof of citizenship, says Tom from Milwaukee. I think they could both be true, Tom. I think you are just giving a more comprehensive answer. Thank you for that. If you want the less comprehensive answer, we'll ask Tom. Bum, bum, bum.
No. I got all the answers, you know, for you.
It's been a long week. Maybe it's because we spent the extra time in the bar this week, Dom. 844.
The extra hours together on the radio.
2789. We did. We had a couple extra hours. It seems like a lot. Dom, back to the Dana Milbank. Why will the Trumpsters believe anything? I'd like to bring a little more of the things he said that they seemingly, they just don't question, Dom. from the body of the piece. Trump explained to his host on a mega outlet, Real America's Voice, Tom, that nobody's done more than I have for black people.
Oh, I say I would, nobody's. Let me stop you right there. I mean, yes. Bob Spindell from the state of Wisconsin on the Wisconsin Election Commission, didn't he do more for black people than anybody? I mean,
well,
didn't he say that?
If you mean more voter suppression, he certainly endeavored to. His defense for that was he's done more for black people than any other white Wisconsinite. There was a caveat there, I feel like. Well, there's also a caveat here, Dom.
Guys, so many old white guys telling us how much they've done for the black community, more than anybody. Hell, more than perhaps Lincoln.
Well, that's Trump's caveat, Dom. I say nobody's done more since Abraham Lincoln, he elaborated. I actually wanted to go beyond Abraham Lincoln, but some people thought that wasn't a good thing to do. So Dana Milbank points out, hey, if he ain't bragging, it ain't bragging if it's true. Yeah. To borrow a Lincoln phrase, Trump has the best words, but Lincoln's were pretty good too. It is the altogether fitting and proper for Trump to compare himself with a Civil War era leader. That is, pardon me, this is because, thanks largely to Trump, the rights of American women have been returned to where they were 160 years ago. And yes. Trump accurately boasts, I was able to kill Roe v. Wade, and I was proudly the person responsible. As a result of his achievement, conservatives on Arizona Supreme Court, freed by Roe's demise, resurrected on Tuesday an 1864 law that bans nearly all abortions, even in the cases of rape and incest, from the moment of conception. Trump invited such a Wild West jurisprudence the day before when he said abortion policy should be left up to the states. Now Arizona has restored women's health care to an era when bloodletting and mercury pills were the standard for care, and patients had limbs sawed off without anesthesia. Maybe Trump should stick with the Mandela comparison. After all, these similarities are uncanny. Mandela led the African National Congress. Trump led the white nationalists to attack Congress.
Oh, there we go. Totally similar.
Mandela did 18 years of hard labor at Robben Island. Trump made the hard decisions for 14 seasons on The Apprentice.
You're fired.
Mandela won the Nobel Peace Prize for abolishing apartheid. You may not know, Dom, but Trump won both the club championship trophy and the senior club championship trophy at the Trump International Golf Club.
Trudy, Mandela built the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to heal South Africa. Trump built Truth Social after he got kicked off of Twitter. But dare we hope that Trump, on his long walk to a megalomania, might pause to think about what Mandela actually represented. While Trump, like Stalin, calls the press the enemy of the people, that's you, Crudy, Mandela argued a critical, independent, and investigative press is the lifeblood of any democracy. While Trump fans' racial resentment and cultural paranoia, Mandela taught us this. Quote, it is not our diversity which divides us. It is not our ethnicity or religion or culture that divides us. Since we have achieved our freedom, there can only be one division amongst us, between those who cherish democracy and those who do not. Dana Milbank from the Washington Post continues. In that struggle of our time between democracy and its opponents, Trump is heir not to Mandela, but to his jailers. Just hours after wrapping himself in the mantle of Mandela, Trump revisited his assertion in 2018 that African nations, along with Haiti and El Salvador, were called crap hole countries. At a fundraiser at a hedge fund billionaire's home in Palm Beach, where Trump raised a reported $50 million for his campaign, not verified, the GOP and his legal defense, Trump said that others took his remarks as a very terrible comment. But I felt it was fine. New York Times' Maggie Haberman and Michael Gold reported that at the closed-door event, during which he promised the high rollers more tax cuts, Trump complained about immigrants, quote, coming in from just unbelievable places and countries that are a disaster. He reiterated his desire to welcome immigrants from Denmark, Switzerland, and Norway, rather than places such as Yemen, where they're blowing each other up all over the place. In his interview the next day with Real America's Voice, the modern-day Mandela again raised fears of dangerous, dark-skinned invaders. Without evidence, he informed his host that they came in last night, numerous people from the Congo in Africa. They came in from the Congo. They were in jail in the Congo, and now they're living a beautiful life in the United States. The truly historic nature of Trump's many assertions of his own greatness is that he can portray himself as Mandela or Jesus or Lincoln or Alexei Navalny, which he has done, and a significant portion of his followers will believe it. A post-Shar school poll showed just how deep the pathology runs. As a post fact checker Glenn Kessler, pollsters Scott Clement and Emily Guskin report, Trump supporters have become substantially more persuaded by disinformation than they were 6 years ago. They are more likely to say today that the 2016 election was marred by millions of fraudulent votes and that Russia did not interfere in the election, both demonstrably untrue. A majority of strong Trump supporters today believe his provably false assertion that Joe Biden won 2020 because of fraud, that the United States funds most of NATO's budget, and that the global temperatures are rising because of natural, not human causes. While 28% of Americans believe Trump's false claims on average, those who list Fox News as the primary source are 13 percentage points more likely to accept the disinformation as true.
Dominic, I have Fox News on right now. And here's the crazy thing. While we played you the prior press conference, the former president and the soon-to-be former speaker, Mike Johnson.
maybe.
And it was playing on the Fox News in real time. But the Kamala Harris, we brought you the vice president in Arizona, where they've got that, you know, abortion issue sort of bubbling up. You wouldn't have known it was happening. They had the view with Gutfeld.
Oh, the devil's advocates were more fair and balanced than Fox News, apparently.
Each and every day we are. Keep on listening and air your grievances right now. 844-967-2789. You're unbelievable.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, airing of the grievances. Yours could be heard here, and I got a few updates as well, but let's go to the phones immediately. I see a friend holding. It's our pal Gordy Kopke from Oregon. I suspect it's Gordy Kopke. How you doing, Gordy?
Hey, Gordy.
Doing fantastic. Hey, Crude, I'd recommend that if you're going to get romantic with your orbital sander there, that you swap out the sanding head with the buffer head. You'll have a better result now.
Are we speaking from personal experience, Gordy?
Oh, let's not get into personal.
No, you got to go to the OnlyFans. You want to see that one, Gordy?
That costs extra, Gordy. Hey, man, you going to the farmer's market? Is the farmer's market open this weekend, Gordy?
That's why I called, to remind your peeps that I'm going to be dancing on the square tomorrow, so have them stop up and say hi. This is year number 44 for me personally. So if they want to stop by and say hi, I will be there.
All right. A long
you
time,
started
Gordy.
When you were 9 years old, Gordy. That's amazing.
And I wish that were the case, but not quite so. I am one of those old farts up there.
Gordy, it's early in the season, man, but it's going to be glorious weather. It's a great weekend for the farmer's market, but what do you got to sell this early, man? What's been growing in the greenhouse?
Oh, man, I was surprised. Yeah, I started walking through the buildings, and I started picking up some begonias and some baskets, and we got a lot of nice herbs that are ready. And, you know, there's always people that want to nurse some tomato plants along, so I put a few of those on the truck. And we got some perennials that are available for the folks that, if they've got the itch, we got the scratch.
Now, Gordy, you always told us not till Mother's Day. Don't plant outside till Mother's Day. Mother's Day is still a ways away, isn't it, fella?
Yeah, it is, but you can always buy something. I've got some baskets and little pots of plants that people can look at. Yeah.
my fear, Gordy, they'll be dead between now and Mother's Day. Not because of you. I'm looking in the mirror here, but I can water them,
hey,
Gordy. We'll figure it out.
Okay. All
right. I see what you did there, Gordy. It's got me thinking bad thoughts about Orbital Sanders right about now.
Get it out of your head, man. That's not okay. Although I'm sure there's a website for that somewhere.
844-967-2789. Here's the cool thing, Dom. That other party he was talking about, I got that still in the bag here.
Yeah, the buffer. Looking good. Take it out of the bag, though, man.
I'll be well buffed. Dom, I don't know if you recall. I believe you and I took a airplane flight from beautiful Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to the District of Columbia, D.C. And there was a guy sitting next to me. Technically, his wife sat next to me, and he sat two over from me. And I got to know this guy. He was Sid Miller. He was a Texas ag commissioner or something like that. I've never seen a more ostentatious business card. This guy had gold foil on it.
Ooh,
I mean, the only thing bigger than his business card was his belt buckle and his 10-gallon hat. And the wife was a very nice lady, seemed quite nice. But he seemed quite MAGA, Dom. And he, in fact, showed me a number of different photos. I think he was just, you know, eliminating the photos of him and Trump he didn't like. You know, he kept the ones he liked, but he had so many to choose from. You know, you got to clean up the memory a bit.
Right.
Well, as I was searching my memory today, I found an article, Dom, and apparently my pal Sid's being considered for a cabinet position. Brad Reed at the Raw Story Reporting.
Oh, I saw Texas. That. I was...
Texas Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller, whose extreme antics over the years have isolated both Republicans and Democrats, is on former President Donald Trump's shortlist for a second term. Oh, he's on my shortlist too, Dom. Now, Politico reports that Trump is considering putting Miller, Crudy's plane mate, on a plane to D.C. Why he was in Milwaukee, he looks so out of place as a cowboy in Milwaukee, kind of like Sheriff David A. Clark. But anyways.
Wearing that hat, walking down the street. I mean, unless it's Summerfest and they got some country music festival band playing at the main stage, you don't see a whole lot of that around.
I don't remember us going to D.C. for Summerfest, Dom. Anyways.
Oh, Trump Milwaukee. Milwaukee.
No, I get it, but he didn't fly in. We weren't leaving for D.C. in July. There was no reason for us to go in July. He was not at Summerfest, exiting from Summerfest. I don't know why the hell this guy was in Wisconsin, but he was. And then now he's being considered for the United States Department of Agriculture, despite his long history of incendiary statements, including but not limited to calling Hillary Clinton the C word during an election event in 2016. That was around the time frame I met him, Dom. Lamenting that Texas Republicans who won elections this year slipped the noose by defeating primary challenges and standing by supporter Ted Nugent after he labeled former President Barack Obama a subhuman mongrel. Now, Sid, my seatmate, also wrote an essay dedicated to praising Jefferson Davis, you know, the pro-slavery president of the Confederacy during the American Civil War. Some sources close to Trump doubt that he would seriously consider putting Miller in such an important position, given that he's disliked by members of both parties. If I am ready, If I'm already making the Washington, D.C. swamp so nervous that they're resorting to threats and intimidation, it's the surest sign yet that I'm doing something right for America's farmers and ranchers. Yeah, if they hate me, I'm doing something right. By that theory, Dom, I'm nearly perfect.
I mean, Crudy, you should definitely run for president, because if that's the criteria, you go get them, boy. You go get them. However,
I'm
one
like
Republican
WWE villain here.
Miller could have trouble getting confirmed by the United States Senate on the grounds that he does not take advice or instructions, quote unquote, and that ethics probes into his inner circle could derail his chances. Another source familiar with Trump's thinking dismissed the idea that the former president could take such considerations when selecting cabinet officials, And they expect that, quote, this will be about who declares the most loyalty to Trump rather than qualifications of broad appeal or broad appeal. Well, that sounds like this cat. Trump actually considered tapping Mueller for the post back in 2016, Crudy, given that he was the first Republican in Texas to back his presidential bid. But he was convinced otherwise when aides told him they didn't think Mueller was capable of running the department. You know,
when did Texas that ever stop him from making an appointment?
I mean, if he's loyal, that's all that matters. Loyalty above competency, certainly.
Dom, in retrospect, doesn't Trump describe all his hires as coffee boys?
Sooner or later.
844-967-2789. So anyways, I was reminded, hey, I sat by this guy on a long flight and talked to his wife extensively. She is a saint. I just have to say that.
Now, did he wear the cowboy hat on the plane the whole time?
Oh, no. Well,
I mean, how do you lean?
I don't know if
if you lean back on the hat. I mean, how does that work?
Well, I think he like had it in his lap, you know, because it's ostentatious. It was like ostrich feathered. It was, you know, he you could tell he had spent some money on that hat. It was white, you know, because he's the good guy, Dom. But I think, you know, he had to be careful because otherwise it impended the proper view of his frying pan sized belt buckle, which I think had Texas in the middle of it. You know, memories fade, but I'm pretty sure it was a Texas belt buckle.
Wow.
I still have his business card jammed in a drawer somewhere at home.
You know what? Why don't you reach out to him, man? You know, you can't miss that one. I'm sure it stands out with all its gold and fanciness. You know, if this guy running, he's the Department of Agriculture? What?
Well, big job. Soon as Trump wins his second term, I'll go looking for the business card. I'll make you that promise. 844-967-2789. I am looking forward to a big trial starting on Monday, much more than tax day, Dom.
No, can't wait. Still trying to get that thing nailed down. Oh, Crudy, on that issue, the AP
is reporting. It only takes 5 minutes to extend.
the judge in Donald Trump's hush money criminal case, the election interference case, the fraudulent business case, you know, there's so many names.
Voter deception, Dom.
The judge in that case on Friday, that's today, turned down the former president's request to postpone his trial because of publicity about the case. So, number one, Trump talks about it constantly. You know what I mean? He had like 77 tweets one day on Easter. All praise. Trump has risen. And this is the fourth rejection in 5 days. Donald Trump going to trial. Among other things, Trump lawyers argued that the jury pool was deluged with what the defense saw as exceptionally prejudicial news coverage of this case. Defense argued that that was a reason to hold off the case indefinitely. The judge, Michon, said that was not tenable. Trump appears to take the position that his situation and this case are unique and that pre-trial publicity will never subside. However, the view does not align with reality, the judge wrote. He said questioning of prospective jurors would address any concerns about their ability to be fair and impartial. Prosecutors objected to Trump's request, of course, saying that the publicity wasn't likely to wane and that Trump's own comments generated a lot of it. Prosecutors also noted that there were over 1 million people in Manhattan and said jury questioning could surely locate 12 who could be impartial. Trump's lawyers had lobbed another, sometimes similar arguments for delays in the appeals court this week. All were turned down by individual appellate judges, though the matters are headed to a panel of judges, appeals judges, for further consideration. Wah, wah, wah. We know the story. Sounds like if this one got denied, sounds like Trump going to have to show up on Monday and get that jury selection going.
I think he thinks he's going to trial, Don, because today at the press conference, you know, I watched on the Foxy News, so I must be talking about the former President Trump. I'm testifying, he claimed.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The headline I'm seeing. Of course, I don't believe it, but Trump suggests.
I'll take that action. I don't believe it either.
Trump suggests he'll take the stand in the criminal hush money trial. Please, God. Mm-hmm. I would pay money to see that happen, at least the cross-examination portion. Former President Trump Friday suggested he might take the stand. He might.
You never know.
The question, do you plan to testify in your trial in New York? A reporter asked the former president, yeah, I would testify. That's not a trial. That's a scam. So, like, if it was a real trial, then he'd testify. Trump faces 34 counts. We know that. Apparently, he paid a porn star $130,000 to not have sex with her.
Did he pay Cohen like $500,000 and then Stormy got like $130,000 out of it?
$420,000, unironically.
$420,000. All right. How could I possibly forget?
I don't know.
I mean, that's a lot of money. I mean, you know, I think, for real, you think it's $130,000 is a lot of money to not have sex with a porn star, but $420,000 is a lot of money to not have sex with a porn star and not pay your attorneys and, you know, not have that story out in the public right before the election. That's a lot of money to not have sex.
Here's another brief quote from Trump today. It's a shame. What they've done is a shame. What they're doing is a crime. No, that's what you've been alleged to have done, sir. Trump also accused Justice Juan Merchan, the criminal judge overseeing the case, of political bias. Asked if it would be risky to testify, Trump replied, I'm testifying. All I can do is tell the truth.
Oh, that's the only thing you can't do. It's not even in your nature.
I know. I thought the irony might be rich. Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates. One last segment for your Friday grievances, then fish fry. For everybody, go meet Mr. and Mrs. Wisco down at the bar.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin Uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say on this beautiful Friday airing of the grievances, that's allowed here, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, social media and the value of truthy social, it's been plummeting. The greater markets have gone down, led by Truthy Social. It has been cratering. I can't believe the rest of the stock market would have been impacted. But the Truthy Social, not doing
Truthy
well.
Truthy Social is dragging down the rest of the market. I mean, it could be imminent war between Israel and Iran, but, you know, it could probably it's Trump.
You know, the market's actually been down for 2 days because of the new inflation reports, the monthlies. The markets overall have been cooking. And I knew it was a bad day in the markets because that's the only day Foxy News has the market report. The markets, the Dow down 400. Joe Biden's wreaking havoc on the markets. So anyways, here's my last, at least perhaps my last grievance of the day, Dom. I'm feeling kind of bad for your girl, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't know if you know, but she apparently was a major investor early on in the Truthy Social.
Early innovator?
She was. Dom, the media company with ties to Donald Trump's Truthy Social platform, is seeing its value tank more each day. Now, years after she purchased shares in the company, she was a buy and hold sort of girl, Dom. Georgia GOP rep Marjorie Taylor Greene is not willing to talk about the state of her stocks. I'm not talking about it. Greene wouldn't respond to questions from CNBC or NBC News about her holdings in Digital World Acquisition Corp, which merged with Trump Media, and saw its share price drop at least 45% to date. So they're nearly half off their value. What a monstrous start they've had. They had that one good day, though, Dom. Greene, along with Indiana GOP Rep Larry Bouchon, revealed they bought stock in the company in October of 2021, the same month it announced the merger with Trump Media. And just days after the announcement, Green bought shares in DWAC ranging from 15 to 50,000. As NBC News points out, if Green is still an investor in the company, she's lost up to $32,000. $32,000. Bouchon, the other investors, lost up to about $9,000. A spokesman for Bouchon responded to inquiries and revealed the lawmaker is still an investor, Dom. You don't lose it till you sell it. I'd hold it for another month or two. The trajectory it's on.
Get it to your grandkids.
It's due for a bounce back, Dom. But Green has chosen to stay mum, and public disclosures have not shown that she sold any stock related to DWAC or Trump Media. Green spokesman Nick Dyer told NBC News that Green holds no stocks at this time, as reflected in her financial disclosure. When asked by NBC News on Wednesday what happened to her Trump Media stock, Green replied, "This is a waste of time. I think you can read my reports and see what I own." But according to the Campaign Legal Center General Counsel, Cedric Payne, if the value of Green stock drops below 1,000, she's not required to disclose any information. So maybe she's below the basement threshold at this point. Experts say another possibility is that Green recently sold her stock, giving her a period of up to 45 days before she has to disclose anything. As NBC News points out, lawmakers aren't prohibited from trading or holding individual stocks or other investments, but under the Stock Act, members of Congress must report any trades within 45 days. The news elicited little sympathy on the Twitter. Oh, poor Marge. Hoping that Marjorie Taylor Greene, the stock has no low to which it can sink. Yes, Marjorie, what a fine investment you've probably made. Do you think she sold on the up, Dom? Do you think she sold the day it hit the markets, or do you think she bought and held?
You know, it's really hard to say. I can't get in Marjorie's head. The skull is a little thick. I would hope that she was able to, you know, sell a little bit at the top, you know, harvest some of that, you know, profit, and maybe, you know, buy a little bit more on the low end. But, you know, I wouldn't touch it because the fundamentals are whacked. CNN is reporting on Trump's technology group as well. The True Social owner's share price dropped another 5% as of midday Friday, leaving it on track for its seventh losing day out of the past eight. The only gain during that span was a tiny gain of 0.8% on Tuesday. Trump Media now trading below $31 a share. It's a far cry from the intraday spike to nearly $80 a share on March 26th, the day it went public. In fact, anyone who bought Trump Media at the closing high of $66.22 on March 27th has now lost more than half of their money. And, of course, the deep sell-off has put a dent in Trump's net worth, but, you know, he's feeling pretty good today, so he's probably worth $20 billion. But Monday, he might be worth only like two.
Dominic, it's gotten so bad over at the Utah GOP debate, candidates were hawking gold. The race to replace retiring Senator Mitt Romney is heating up, and the Salt Lake Tribune reports that a debate of Republican Senate candidates this week highlighted the role that the fringe ideas have taken within the party. Among the candidates were Jeremy Friedbaum, who the Salt Lake Tribune reports used Wednesday's forum to hawk his company, which sells gold money that can be used as currency in Utah. Friedbaum also drew cheers from the crowd during the debate by touting his plan to rename his hometown of Provo's airport after former First Lady Melania Trump. You know, talking about ass-kissers, Dom. Other candidates at the debate weren't quite as colorful, but they nonetheless demonstrated their fealty to the right-wing causes, including former Utah House Speaker Brad Wilson, touting his past decision to call the legislature into special session in June of 2020 to make DEI and CRT illegal in terms of having those issues taught in our schools. So, buy the Truthy Social from Trump, or, you know, maybe some gold from the GOP candidate in Utah, Dom.
My last thought of the day, giving some love out to Stormy Daniels. She shut down a slew of Trump followers on Friday on the interwebs, Here's what somebody said about Stormy. Stormy Daniels is a parasite that would sell anything for a dollar. Not true, replied Daniels. I wouldn't sell Bibles.
Deal!
Another one. Bad day. When fools believe a stripper before they believe the president. Keep sucking up the lies, to which Daniels reported. Sad day when a stripper is more honest than the former impeached, indicted president. Yes, indeed.
Dom, I'm going to maybe watch a Stormy movie and get out the orbital sander. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you, Rich.